Hello friends, the groups on duty today are Carmiel and Hadera. We will give the right of speech to Hadera, please.
Boker Tov.
Good morning. Good morning, Mevaruch. Good, pleasant morning of flight for all these very special people. This is incredibly exciting, yes, such exceptional people. And with this opportunity, we, the friends from Carmiel and Hadera, wanted to thank you for this opportunity to raise a request for everyone. And thank you for another opportunity this morning to exert in the love of friends more and more, to exert more, to give contentment to the Creator. This is not to be taken for granted, that we're all here together this morning, standing before you, excited, ready to do more than we did yesterday together. And we all of us ask together of you, Creator, the King of Kings, everyone together ask you for vessels of bestowal so that we can contend with any disruption, any obstacle. And this preparation that we're doing together now is so special, so important, especially these days, these very unique days. Let us not waste a moment and succeed, all of us together, in doing the work to watch over each other. This is the time of Ben HaMetzarim, between the straits. We're all of us here before you prepared. So thank you for that.
We will read an excerpt from Bala Sulam's letter number 4. You lack nothing but to go out to the field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those loose organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His Shekhinah incessantly, and the fountain of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain. Each place on which you cast your eye will be blessed, and all will be blessed because of you, for they will bless you constantly. We'll read it again. You lack nothing but to go out to the field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those loose organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His Shekhinah incessantly, and the fountain of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain. Each place on which you cast your eye will be blessed, and all will be blessed because of you, for they will bless you constantly.
Workshop question. What is required of us in order to be able to gather these loose limbs? What is required of us in order for us to be able to gather and collect these loose limbs?
What have we gathered here for? Only because of our desire to connect, and in our connection to give contentment to the Creator. This is what is required of us.
It's important to have room to have the friends in the soul, and then this place will become room for the Creator.
I think Radera gave us a very nice example in that each one can see himself as a shatz, hold the entire world clean, and appeal to the Creator in the attempt and yearning to unite all the parts back to our initial state, in spite of the force of the ego in each side, each one of us. I think if we would feel this way, if we made efforts like this, we would have nice progress all the time.
To go out to that field, that's what's required of us. Together, to muster that force to bring us out to that prayer where we discover, with prayer where we discover the organs, the limbs. We'll ask today for once and all to receive this power to unite as one body.
Now we have great help. Truly, we have the wind at our back that makes it possible to feel more and to learn what is this work of the connection of the hearts, which is what is required of us. And the most important here is our common request. Eyal.
We go out to that field as a ten that wants to connect, to collect these limbs. It means to give this method to the whole world through our connection and to make sure to connect them to us.
Yes, each one of us is already loose. He cannot get out of himself, and we have to think about each other, pray for each other, and want that truly all of the loose limbs of the entire soul all over the world, we will be the ones who will awaken them. Each one has to feel this concern, this responsibility on his behalf for everyone.
Yes, to collect these loose limbs. We do that by adding this adhesive force, the force that attaches all these limbs into one field, the field that the Lord has blessed. And we have to invoke the power of bestowal, this adhesive force that will glue us together in the whole world kli, and with the world kli we will glue together all other parts of humanity.
Yes, it is through a request. A request that his upper force will come and unite the hearts of all of us, of the whole world.
This request needs to be wholehearted from all of us with one desire, one intention.
And there has to be a burning fire. There should be a fire of the greatness of the goal in our eyes so that everyone will want to cling to it, to connect internally. No one will be able to remain indifferent. all of these the kinds of resistance and hatred will burn in this fire. It will glue us, and we will find the Creator between us. Doctor, you again, smile, please.
Yes, necessity, true necessity for connection between all parts of creation, in order to discover that force and give it contentment, to give it to everyone.
In the end, all of the efforts awaken, invite the light, and it works, and it corrects us, it elevates us, it unites us.
We can also convey this to each other, explain to each other that the place where a person is in connection with everyone else, that's his highest place.
First of all, we should want.
Chadera, בבקשה, תקריאו את התפילה של העשיריות התורניות.
Chadera, please read the prayer of the tens on duty.
Dear Creator, please help our friends collect these severed limbs and collect them into one body, so that you will have a place in which to dwell and to show your greatness to the whole world. Put the fear in our heart to make all our actions for the sake of the heavens in order to bring you contentment. Again, dear Creator, please help our friends gather these severed limbs and assemble them as one body, so that you will have a place in which to dwell and from which to show your greatness to the whole world. Put fear in our hearts, so that our actions will be all for the sake of the heavens, in order to bring you contentment.
Nigun.
Yeah.